This is How to Die Alone. Hey guys, this is How to Die Alone podcast. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Stephen Henry. With me, one of my two co-hosts.
Right.
David Wayne.
Go felt the fish.
He switched it up on you, Matt.
He's right in the house. He's the Davey Waves and the man in charge, John Jacobs' roommate, Matt Williams.
Matt Williams. How's it going, guys?
Good to
see you. It feels like it's been forever since we had that that road trip and we recorded too, so it was unnecessary to see each other for, as you said, a fortnight.
A fortnight, yes.
I hate you.
Yeah,
that's a good.
Yeah, the only time you can actually really use the actual Fortnite.
The term?
Right, yeah.
Not correctly.
Yeah.
Was it like a week and a half, right?
It's 2 weeks.
2 weeks is a Fortnite?
Two weeks is a Fortnite.
I was close.
Yeah. Not the game where you floss and do emotes.
You floss?
Yeah. Like the...
Like the characters just pull out floss and just...
Oh, yeah.
That would be good. It's a free game, and a lot of kids play it. So it'd be a good marketing strategy.
You got to beat the cavity creeps.
Yeah, exactly. That one dance move where you're like...
Oh, okay.
This is a very visual thing for a podcast. But
between the whip and the nay nay.
Right, yeah.
I get it.
Watch me whip nay nay.
Yeah.
The character's name was nay nay. The horse's name's Friday.
Right. Burning bits.
Already.
Well, that's an old street joke, but.
Right.
True. So, let's recap what we've been up to, I guess. I went to a concert.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's all I really care about. Like, I haven't done anything that cool, so. Yeah, you went to Orgy, right?
Yeah, I went to see Orgy, not participate, sadly.
Well, the Orgy comes later.
Yeah.
I don't know. That room, I don't know. It depends on the people there.
Yeah, that'd be a gross room.
To do Orgy.
That was Brass Mug, right?
The Brass Mug is so hot. It's like the hottest room. And it's just got a mosquito pond next to it.
Right, yeah.
And, yeah.
I passed that. Fucking. Yeah, I passed by that like every day on the way to work, before I moved, and I was just like, that place looks miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can't like. Does it have food? Is it like a restaurant and stuff?
No,
it's just like a warehouse that's not a warehouse.
You know what's funny though is they do have a toaster oven, but nothing to put in it. It seems like
what?
Yeah, like they don't serve any food, so I don't know what the toaster oven's for. Like warming hot toddies or something.
Yeah. You're going to get hepatitis when you're here, so we're going to give some hot toddies.
Yeah, again, for the eventual sinus infection you get by the end of the night. Well, like, did it at least sound good? Is it a good-sounding venue?
It sounds all right. It's way too loud for how small a space it is.
Okay, yeah.
They really blessed it. I had tinnitus afterwards, so that was pretty sweet.
Right.
But when I went in, it was great, because,
it's like in a shopping center, isn't it?
Yeah, which is why the parking sucks, because there's like a laundromat there, yep. And like a Chinese food restaurant.
There's like a Navy Exchange or some kind of military garb store.
Yeah. <That's still good. laughs> You know, I was going to tell you, there's a great quote. I don't know if you've ever heard of Paul Gilbert.
For what?
Who? Paul Gilbert. He used to be the guitarist in Racer X and Mr. Big and a couple other bands.
Okay.
But he's like, yeah.
Mr. Big, I'm the one who wants to
be with Dave.
But he was talking about tinnitus, and he's like, yeah, tinnitus is great because it gives you, you always have a note to tune to.
Was he just hear a ringing? That's what that is? I don't even know what it was.
Yeah, anytime you have a ringing in your ears after a concert or something really loud or whatever, that's called tinnitus.
You ever heard the song Ventolin by Aphex Twin?
No. It's like that's the only one I haven't heard from Aphex Twin.
It's the entire song just has a... the rest of the song is throughout the whole song.
And perfect. Sounds like the greatest song.
So everyone's listening to it, and they're like, did I get a bad version? It's like, no. That was supposed to sound.
So there's just a flat line going through the whole song? That's what it sounds like to me, the way you're describing it. It's just like a flat line sound.
Because apparently that asthma med, Ventolin, one of the side effects is basically tinnitus. Right. So that's why the song is named that. It's very cerebral, Aphex Twin.
Yeah, fact.
Anyway, so...
The depth on that band.
Right.
So I went in, the guy was like checking the IDs. He's like, looks at our IDs. He puts a wristband on. He's like, oh yeah, we got strawberries if you guys want them. Like, Is that a normal thing?
Like, so wait, so the bouncer, or was it a bouncer, or just like the check-in guy?
The check-in guy, yeah.
Okay. So the check-in guy gives you a wristband.
You know what's funny is I didn't see any bouncers there. Like, I didn't see anyone who could take care of people if shit got out of hand.
Right.
Well, they're, you know, they're very progressive. It's self-sufficient.
Well, I think they were just bouncer. Like...
You know, you guys run yourselves.
Yeah.
We trust you.
You're going to govern yourselves.
Yeah, they were just erecting a playpen around us.
Right.
Like, put him in the Graco.
All right. Now dump a whole bunch of Playmobil in it.
I mean, essentially, that's what a concert is. Even at the amphitheaters, you're kind of boxed in, and then they put these, like, oh, let's just give them some inflatable balls they can hit around
right.
at the rock concert.
Right.
That'll keep them in line. Right. You know,
yeah, once they start getting uppity, that's when you release
the giant
beach balls.
Release the hounds.
The giant playpen. And we'll play some soothing music.
Right.
There's orgy. Nothing soothing about that music.
That's the point. But that's so crazy that you're checking and the guy just has... Was it like a basket of strawberries?
Yeah.
Or like, was it a plate?
No, it was like one of those one-pounders of strawberries. Like,
what do you mean a one-pounder of strawberries? Like the,
that was the thing, though.
The
he
green
was,
thing?
Yeah, like he was offering them like he had a lot of strawberries to give, but it was like right. the one little tub you get from the grocery store when you're making shortcakes and shit.
Okay.
I'm like, that's not enough for all these people.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you came late. You get no strawberries. See, like, reprimand them for showing up late.
Just as you're watching everyone else walking around with strawberries. Exactly.
You like, think that was on the flyer?
Where do I get the strawberries? Oh, you could have got them hours ago.
You think that was on the flyer? Come early, see the opening two bands, and get a free strawberry. That's your incentive to come see the openers.
Me and the lady went strawberry picking, and we decided to share with all of you.
Well, at least
you know what rocks strawberries.
At least it was in a container.
Yeah, really. Like
I thought the way you were describing it earlier, I thought it was just like a
pile of them.
Yeah, just like a mound of strawberries.
No, that would have been far too many, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, because then someone could do the silly thing where they try to take a strawberry from the bottom and then the whole thing topples.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, dear.
I worked 6 hours on that pyramid of strawberries.
Toss this guy.
Yeah.
Wait, no bouncers.
Toss him, Lou.
Toss him, Lou.
Yeah, the guy looks like a messed out Patrick Swayze just kicks a guy in the mouth.
Well, that's why I love comedy.
Maybe that's how good the bouncers were. That like they were just among you. But
he stubs out his cigarette on his prosthetic leg.
Yeah,
just windmill kicks you.
Well, so they're like chaperones at a middle school dance mat, like
right.
they're teachers, but like you don't know them. They're just mingling
they're
with everyone else.
Right, yeah.
They're real 21 Jump Street.
The bouncers are hidden within you. You don't know who's a bouncer. Or like air marshals and shit. You don't know who it is. But when I used to go to concerts, it was always guys named Lou, because it's always
Well,
it's always old dudes up front that don't know shit about the band. They hate them, and they put in earplugs, and they're just standing there with their arms crossed.
Yeah, it's always old, fat, bald dudes.
Yeah. And I don't listen to this garbage. And say Waylon Jennings.
And black dudes with a mustache and a high-top fade.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's always greeting you at the
it
front.
It is always, yeah.
It's always a Street Fighter character.
No, he's looking like Daryl from The Office.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, with a mustache.
Like Craig Ferguson?
Yeah.
I don't like this music. That's how they talk.
I don't even like this shit.
You kids having fun, little white boys?
Get back from the stage.
I don't understand. You hate black people, but you wear all black. I don't get it.
Sorry, Marcus.
Yeah. I'm cool, though. You guys have your fun. I don't know. But this is how it is. And always like really buff guys.
Yeah.
Y'all
or
kids.
Fat bald dudes, like you said, it's 100%.
Y'all kids
it's
have
the fat bald white dude, or like the impossibly yoked black dude.
Yeah,
right.
Like once I saw,
I don't
like
even
a,
work out.
I saw a guy in his 20s that was like there, and he was. And
it's like I don't even take off these shirts; I just bust through them.
Just flex on them. Yeah! And rips.
You know how many gas station tees I've gone through?
Start ripping at the nipples alone.
Cuts holes in them. Where
right,
his nipples
yeah, it's
so
like
hard.
Running marathons. He's got to put like pasties on his nips. So.
Put some tape on there.
I got sensitive nipples.
Well, no, once I did see one guy It was like at a Hatebreed concert, and he was probably like 20 to 25. Hatebreed. And he turned around and just watched the show the whole time. I'm like, this guy's not even doing his job. So now I'm watching him not do his job instead of enjoying the show myself, because that's how fucking stupid I am.
Look at him.
They start standing on the monitors. He's like, hey, you can avoid our insurance.
Hey, Jamie. He's like yelling at the band. I think his lead singer's name's Jamie and Hatebreed. I'm not sure his last name.
But. Play that one I like. You got it.
It was great.
No, but how many bands were there? Because like you were saying, there was like...
There was six
way
total.
Too many. Yeah, that's way too many bands.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, what time did it start?
The doors opened at 6, which is way too early for a concert.
Yeah, the sun's still out.
Yeah, and right. the show started around 7:15, and Orgy wasn't up until like 11:15 or 11:30.
Gah!
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there were six bands, and they actually had like decent
hours.
Sets.
Yeah, they all had like at least 6 or 7 songs.
That's pretty good. Usually opening bands get like 2-3 songs, maybe. Maybe a little bit longer than that, but...
Yeah.
But it's usually less, like, it's just, like, 3 bands on the bill. It's like a comedy act.
Yeah. There's, we saw another concert the night before. We went to go see Ogre at Orpheum.
See, Orpheum is a good venue, though. It's way better.
Orpheum's awesome.
Yeah.
It's actually cold in there.
Yeah. They have air conditioning.
Yeah. They know how to treat you.
And there's no mosquito.
Yeah, but did you have strawberries?
There was no strawberries.
That's what makes Brass Mug a cut above the rest.
Right.
You should go on there and Yelp review. You know,
listen,
I was hesitant
no
at
AC,
first.
But we have refreshing strawberries.
Yeah, that are melting. You better eat them quick because they're already starting to expire.
Yeah, did they have like
were they on
chocolate?
Ice?
Yeah, did they have chocolate on them?
No, they didn't. No, the guy was trying to tell us he injected him with weed, though, and I'm like, I don't know if he's joking or not, so I'm not going to try.
Just kidding, LSD.
Enjoying your trip? Mm. Hey, man. He's like, oh, God.
See you on the other side, man.
When I said weed, I meant X-Lax. Oh, no.
Start shitting the floor. Do they even have bathrooms at the Brass Mug?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
They're actually surprisingly nice.
Yeah. They have bathrooms. It's called the lake outside.
Yeah. You just go shit in the lake.
Make another mosquito mound.
Just hang over the side rail. Just blast ass into the pond.
Blasted ass. Yeah. Like these like weird hybrid mosquitoes that are only attracted to poop.
Now just target them with your turds.
They're like, claymores, look out.
Got him with a sinker.
It's like when you're on a water ride, and right. Then people can pay a quarter to spray you with water.
Right, yeah.
As you come down, you're just spraying your shit onto mosquitoes as they fly around.
Right.
The retention pond.
Right. The anal retentive pond.
They're just going down. They're just going down in stink fumes like a fucking MIG.
There's smoke coming off of that one. It's like dive bombing. You get the kamikaze ones that start flying at you. You're like, you son of a bitch. You did this to yourself. A mosquito's coming at you.
The kamikaze one said the F word.
That's a good topic we can go into, too. Yeah. The Eminem album was great. I loved it.
So, hang on. Pinning that. Let me talk about the band that opened for Ogre. There's this band called Lead Into Gold, all right?
Lead Into Gold?
Lead. Like
Lead.
Alchemy.
Oh, okay. Lead Into Gold. Okay.
That's illegal.
And impossible.
Alchemy is illegal.
Pretty sure
it's also physically impossible.
That's not true at all, Matt. You can turn lead into gold.
That's why we record the
cakewalk. I've played Skyrim. All right. Skyrim doesn't lie. That's real.
Okay.
There's wizards.
Skyrim facts.
Doo-doo.
Are you telling me you can't do that stuff? There's no half cat, half people. There's no kajits.
You can't just level up into a star cluster or whatever.
Yeah.
Sure you can't.
Well, the band's called Ogre. I thought it was very fitting.
Yeah. So, Lead Into Gold, it's the bassist from Ministry.
Okay.
Like, started his own band.
Okay.
Band being just him.
Right. Yeah.
And so, he's one of those cheese dicks who goes on stage and doesn't have the light on, like the stage light.
Okay.
So, he's like pitch black.
All right.
And there's like these two monitors behind him. And like when he's not singing, he steps away from the microphone to stand between the two screens and just looks down and doesn't move.
What?
Yeah. And then like, so it's just like.
What a showman.
And he's just standing there in the back, like between the two screens, like not moving. Or like he'll finish his verse and then like go over, pick up a cup and just take a sip mid-song.
What a weirdo.
But like he's not quick about it. He's not like, oh, I better get back and like dance or like,
yeah,
you know, like at least sway or something. He's like just like cavalierly sipping for like 15 seconds.
So you missed like 20 notes in there. You know that, right?
Well, what's the, so I don't get it. Like that's all part of his act, I guess. First of all, he's in the dark, so he doesn't want to be seen.
Yeah.
So why are you even doing live performances? Yeah,
so just first put of your all, music, he's ugly.
Yeah. Or just put your music out on the internet. Like, why do you have to perform live?
Well, it's funny though, because
is it
like,
just him?
Yeah, it's just him.
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
Oh God, that's
so he's
much
got
worse.
Like a loop machine or something, like a beat machine.
Oh,
I guess.
God.
The whole time I was just saying to my girlfriend, "Like, what is this? Like, this makes no sense.
What kind of avant-garde theater bullshit is this?"
And like the screens are just showing basically like Windows desktops, just like squiggle lines of like Mercury and shit. And I'm like, you know, like not the planet, but like the substance,
right?
Just like squiggle lines of like lit light circles and shit, and I'm like, and it will just like move, and like that's the entire thing. I'm like, you needed a screen for this,
right?
Like, because it would have been too little of a show otherwise.
Wait a minute. So he steps back and gives you a PowerPoint presentation during the middle of his song.
Like, no, that's going on the whole time.
It sounds like a liberal arts dissertation or something.
This sounds
like
it should have something he did in college.
This
and
sounds
then
awful.
He moved on from
it
this.
Horrible.
This is like a college experiment that went, you know, that he took too far.
Yeah, were people into it?
He got such huge applause after each song.
No.
Like, what is going on?
Well, is that just because he's riding off of his ministry stuff?
That's what I was
like,
thinking.
I've heard of ministry, but like I don't know anything songs about him, but
yeah, and it was like super low energy shit. Like it's like what they call chill wave or cold wave or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, when he actually picks up a bass midway through.
Yeah.
And when he's playing the bass, it's just like boom. Boom.
I could do that, dude. I could be this guy.
Yeah, give me $100,000.
I'm like, I've listened to Ministry. It doesn't sound anything like that.
That's like a side project. Well, it's like I've seen Stick like Martin that, by himself, and he fucking destroys.
Rips it, yeah.
But he's doing so much shit. He's very animated, and the lights are on. I'm like, I don't.
That part's key.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So is half like that would
you know what's so funny though?
That would annoy me though because
someone heckled in mid set. Like he was like, "Oh, it's so great to be back," and they're like, "Yeah, you're standing in the same spot as last time." He's like, "That's my spot."
Someone said that. That's awesome.
There is an accent duct tape.
It's green fluorescent duct tape on the ground. I know exactly where I'm standing.
Yeah, that's where I dropped my strawberry.
Because you said
a different venue.
He brought his own strawberries. Yeah. It's BYOS.
He starts throwing them out to the crowd. And you can't see because it's dark. You're just getting pelted in the face by a liquidy soft thing. You're like, what the fuck is this?
What is this? Strawberries?
You know, like 18 people rush the stage.
Is he whipping Slurpee at me?
Yeah, what is this? No, the fact that he's in the dark.
This is the greatest performance I've ever seen.
Seen, quotes.
Well, no, that would throw me off as like watching the show because I'm like, half the time I wouldn't even be listening. I'd be in my own head like, why the fuck are the lights off? I don't understand.
Yeah, just
did he explain to that at all?
No.
Yeah,
oh my God.
You're just asking a bunch of questions that are never going to get answered.
Yeah.
Like that.
These
like,
are just elitist pricks that I don't like.
Because like I have better night vision than my girl, and so I was telling her, I'm like, oh yeah, like it's good to see, you know, the characters who help the help on the X-Files, you know, putting on this concert like this, like because he looked like the fucking tall skinny guy from The Lone Gunman.
Yeah,
and she could not see him at all. So she's like, I don't get what you're talking about. I'm like, oh, if you had night vision.
That's what they should have gave out at that place. Yeah. Instead of strawberries.
Bunch of carrots.
No, they should have gave
out night vision goggles.
Night vision goggles. They're like, what the fuck? You're going to need this.
Yeah, then in the middle of it, just huge burst of light. It's like tinnitus for your eyes.
Yeah. That's tendonitis. No, that's not it.
Tendonitis.
Yeah. God, what a... Steven, you go to some crazy concerts,
yeah,
my friend.
It was weird.
So wait, so
that was just an opening act, though.
Yeah, who could ever follow that?
Ogre. Ogre was awesome.
What's Ogre?
It was like, don't worry, we beat the shit out of that guy backstage. Here's our first song, and everybody goes fucking bananas.
Yeah. Just open a box and pull his head out.
Right.
Like, you didn't see it, but this is what it looks like.
Ta-da.
Well, yeah, they're an interesting band. They're like, I don't even know how to describe them. Like, it's goth.
Do they believe in
nerdy,
alchemy?
Nerdy band. Sure.
Okay.
It was weird because it's like this almost hybrid magic show type thing he was doing.
Okay.
Like,
but with metal?
Yeah. Ogre is a guy who used to be in the band Skinny Puppy.
Okay, I heard
of him. Oh, I know them, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's everybody's fucking side project was on display then.
Right. Was it just him?
No, he had a whole band.
Okay.
He had, like, a chorus or a bassist.
I was about to flip this table if it was just...
No, the other opening act was just this lady, though. I don't even know what her name was. It was something Flux, but, like, she had, like...
Was it Keyboard Kathy from Sacred Grounds?
I wish.
Three people are going to get that right. joke.
Yeah.
It wasn't Tracy Kanan either.
Yeah. Do you know who she is, though, Keyboard
no.
Kathy?
All yeah, right. No. She,
moving on, go ahead.
Does she also do the dun, 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 dun,
she,
dun.
Yeah, she used to go to Sacred Grounds. You used to get 15 minutes, and it was a mixed mic, so you could do music and or comedy. So yeah. We would go there, you get 15 minutes of comedy, which is great, but it had to be clean, non-oppressive, all that bullshit.
Oh.
But, like, Keyboard Kathy would get up there. Yeah. And she'd bring her keyboard, and she was always so chipper. It's like everyone's aunt, that you know that aunt that, like, never had married, never had kids?
Terry?
But was, like, always, yeah, but was always, like, you know... Chipper about stuff, come to family events, bring strawberries that you're actually willing to eat.
Right.
Like that kind of lady. And she'd go up there and just play these happy tunes on her keyboard.
The secret is the strawberries come in a sealed container. That really helps.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I bet she would, she would probably bring strawberries that had been like debrushed or whatever. Like they don't have the...
She scrubbed them?
Yeah.
Seeds. Scrub the seeds
Yeah,
off.
They don't have the seeds or like the tops, you know.
Or like the white like, strawberries.
I thought of you. Enjoy.
I prepped the shit out of these.
Yeah, but no, yes. she wasn't subtle like that, because that's how I wanted to put her, like, Anna Gasteyer from, like, fucking Saturday Night Live.
Right.
When her and Will Ferrell Wally. Do that thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Yeah, I wanted her to be like that, but she wasn't. She's very chipper. She plays a keyboard. And, like, you want to look away.
Yeah.
Because you're like, what the fuck's happening? But at the same time, you're, like, mesmerized by it, so you just keep watching it.
Right.
It was very entertaining. I don't remember any of her songs, but I remember the name.
Were
and
they
I'll
supposed
never...
to be funny, or were they...
No, they were just, like, happy tunes.
She was, like, Raffy.
Yeah. But she had, like, short hair. I remember she had short hair and glasses, and...
That sounds about right.
Yeah, like that.
Covered in cat hair.
Sounds like the look for her.
Yeah. Overalls, you know.
With crayons in it. Yeah. They let a child on stage.
Anyway, sorry.
It's a Crayola keyboard.
Right.
And so Ogre had a full band with him.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was like a weird hybrid magic show.
So it's a man named Ogre?
Yeah, but it's not spelled O-G-R-E. No, that'd be too simple. It's,
right.
Yeah. It's O-H-G-R.
Oh, Ogre.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, and
he is
he like,
French?
No.
The Ogre?
Oh, girl.
I don't know why I thought it was French. But that'd be
I like it.
Skinny Puppy is that band that had that song, If You're Going Down or whatever.
I don't know the work of Skinny Puppy. Like, she wanted to go, so I went.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Sick Puppies.
Probably.
Yeah, never mind.
I've heard of both, but
yeah,
I've
heard of both.
Anything of
no.
either.
I know Sick Puppies. That's the song I'm thinking of, yeah.
So he was wearing this, like, bloodied rabbit mask.
I've seen that movie, Donnie Darko.
Right.
Yeah,
why are you wearing that human suit?
And then he had, like a trick box he pulled a rabbit out of, and, like, he had
so
a
wait,
hat.
He had a... What, oh, geez.
He was doing
Sorry,
magic tricks?
And he had a magic wand. He was just dancing around, and then he was, like, pulling cards out of the hat for a while. It was interesting.
Was he the singer?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. So, like, he wasn't, like, moving, like, having his hands, like, around a bass, trying to do bass lines while he's doing magic.
No. There's this one part where he's, like, he was wearing a Trump mask, and then he took the Trump mask off, and he's holding it in his mouth.
Okay.
And he's just, like, pulling cards out of the hat, like I said. But it's just one after another, and the card is facing the bassist. So I'm like, what is this? Because he's just pulling a card... out of the hat, holding it. Pulling it out of the hat, holding it. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Well, so, like, it's not to the audience?
No. Like, we're all just staring at the back of the card as he's... Like, it looks like he's pulling the same card out of the hat over and over as a Trump speech is playing.
What?
I'll progress.
I was like, is it like because he's got one trick or like what the fuck is it?
He keeps saying the same thing over and over again, but everybody thinks it's different.
Like, I don't understand the artist part of this at all. Like, I know there's supposed to be some message. I thought at one point you'd pull it out and it'd be facing the other way and it would just say race on the card. They'd be
right,
like,
right, yeah.
I get it now.
Right.
Because I was putting ideas into what the premise could be.
Maybe that's what how see, that's genius what I'm saying. These, of an artist he is.
Yeah, but these bands are so distracting. It's like, I just want to see you play music, man. Stop trying to put on a show. You're not Gwar. Like, what is this?
Right.
Well, yeah, there was a band that opened for Orgy that, like, they just had a girl and her entire part was just, like, walking around the stage as a character. Like, she was just cosplaying, basically.
Uh-huh.
I'm so furious right now.
She had like a different outfit for every song.
But
and this
but
sucks being an artist because you're like, well, all artists should have freedom.
Did it depend? It depended on the
costume.
One of them. It was like the song was "The Devil You Know" or whatever. So she was like, she put on this suit and like the skeleton head, and then just like held up like a little sign that had a pot leaf with a big red circle and a line through it, and then held up like a prescription bottle.
Uh huh.
And I was like, I get it. Like, I don't know why, but I get it.
Well, we catered to big pharma. I get it, too. But it's just like, you couldn't find a better way to present this to me.
But on top of that, they've got two screens in the back behind them basically showing similar shit.
What? Showing, like, riots and stuff, people at the riots. He's wearing a gas mask.
Yeah, and then
we've done this though, man. Rage Against the Machine covered all that stuff in the 90s, and before that, it was probably someone else. Like,
yeah, and then they were wearing like the Nazi captain hats, and then like spraying the crowd with silly string.
Oh yeah,
not Alice in Chains, Alice Cooper.
Yeah, Alice Cooper. Yeah,
his big old dick.
Big old dick.
But he's really smart though.
Yeah,
that's what they say.
He owns the Hollywood O.
We're not.
Speaking of Rage Against the Machine, I saw like that. I guess Tom Morello posted a photo of like his back of his guitar said like "fuck Trump" on it or something, and then someone commented like, "Oh, another hotshot musician thinking they have an opinion." He's like, "Well, he's like, even if I didn't go to Harvard and graduate with a political science degree, I'm pretty sure anyone can see the bullshit in this establishment." You know, just shitting on the guy. You know, it was hilarious.
He has like 2 degrees
from Harvard. I was just like, "Yeah, that guy. I'm pretty sure he knows a lot more about politics than you do." Jeff
right,
Rowe.
Yeah, because he didn't know who that was. He didn't know who Tom Morello was either.
It's ridiculous.
Well, but, you know, that guy's got street smarts.
Yeah, that's true. He grew up on the block.
Right.
And he still lives on that same block.
Street smarts, book stupid.
He's never left his hometown.
Been reading them wordy books again. No, Daddy.
No.
Going to beat you with these books.
I'd slap you with the whole internet if I could.
Break your spine with this spine.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know, Steve. I'm like, that's cool, but I don't know. Like, when I go to a music concert, I hate when there's too much talking in between bands.
Yeah.
Or like when the band will stop and they want to tell me, I don't care. I don't listen to you because your political views or whatever you're saying. I don't even care if it's, unless you're telling me a cool story about you fucking some groupie. I don't want to hear it.
Oh, yeah. Well, was that devil girl hot, I guess?
Oh, yeah. She was hot.
Okay, well, that's
I think that was her purpose.
Yeah, to distract them.
It's like with Marilyn Manson and all them. They're like, well, the chicks are hot.
Yeah.
They're like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We're all chubbing up out here.
Sex sells, baby. Did she put on that devil suit? Does she look like Elizabeth Hurley from fucking Bedazzled?
Yeah.
Ooh, baby.
Minus the skeleton head.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But like, she did wear like skin tight cat suits and shit like that for other songs all and right. stuff.
I like this band more and more now.
I'm like, so that's the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I always have to wonder if that person who's not even playing music is getting the same cut of the door everyone else is.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, too.
Because I'd be really pissed if
I was,
here's
your 20 bucks, Tiffany.
If you, like, studied at Juilliard or something. It's like, I left the orchestra and, like, I stopped playing bass, you know, for the Philharmonic to be in this band. And fucking Skeleton Face Girl's getting the same cut of the door.
Yeah.
Skeleton Bunny Girl.
Yeah, but she's banging the lead singer, man. We gotta let it slide. Don't break up the band. Like, they have that inner turmoil, you know, where it's like,
but she's got hot friends.
That's how it always works, man.
Yeah.
The fucking Yoko Ono that shit, dude. Breaking up the band, Yoko. All right, so that was Steven's past few days, huh?
I mean, there's other shit, but we can just end on that for my part.
No, we don't have to.
I hadn't been to a concert in a while. Well, the last one I saw was, I think it was Rise of Saturn. It was
Brad Gilmore.
Brad Gilmore's band, and they were fucking great. Like
Barry and Rooster?
Yeah, it was actually a pretty good little venue for it. Yeah, the Something Planet show. It was, like, the comedy part went okay, but, like, the music was the best part. Because, like, since I've been doing, like, I forgot you can do other stuff besides just talking to a mic. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't seen that in so long. And the band was, like they're pretty solid band. And Brad's really fucking good at... it was like the... No, it wasn't that same night, but... No, he's really good at trumpet.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, good enough to tattoo it on him. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh.
Wait, he's got a trumpet tattoo on him?
Yeah, on his left forearm, yeah.
Now I got to cut him up about it.
Yeah, man, he was singing and playing trumpet and shit. It was great.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Singing out the side of his mouth like a stroke victim?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I can't do it, but
having to drink that thick water.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he was great. So if you have a chance, go to see any one of his bands. It's like B-Lo Brass.
He's in like four bands.
Yeah, it's like B-Lo Brass, Rise of Saturn, and then like two more, I think.
Yeah, it's funny you mention that, though, because I feel like that's something a lot of people overlook when you talk about doing comedy. They're like, well, what else do you do? I'm like, what do you mean else?
Right, yeah. I've had that on, asked several times, since I'm on Bumble and stuff like that. They're like, what else do you do? I'm like,
Play video games and jerk off. Yeah, why do you think I'm trying to hook up with you so I can cut out the jerking off part?
I'll still jerk off.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I ain't going to stop.
Trying to add you to my hobby list, all right, sweetie?
We just had sex. Why are you jerking off? You're like, I can't stop it.
That's
I have a schedule.
This hand's a transplant. It's got a mind of its own.
Grab a burrito. My hand and dick are fighting.
Idle hands of the devil's playground.
Or is it, yeah. And the other one's cuffing my balls like the way I like.
It's John Stillman's hand from a car accident.
What?
It's John Stillman's hand from a car accident. Just can't stay away from your dick.
Turns into the thing from Adam's Family. It just follows you around.
It just keeps fingering your mouth. What was that? Yeah,
like, what are you doing? Yourself. I'm trying to give a deposition. You can deposit something, Playboy.
You wouldn't have to shake yourself after you pee. He can just...
Right.
That's what I always thought about, Adam's Family. Like, did the thing ever, jerk off Gomez when What's-Her-Face wasn't feeling it?
Morticia?
Yeah, Morticia.
No, because they always felt it. That was the best thing about them.
Yeah, that is true.
Always in love.
Those goth horn dogs.
Mmm.
Mmm.
Trying up Steven's Alley.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, Brad's really talented. I saw them play at Dunedin Brewery. Like, when I first started doing comedy, I went, and Brad's like, we're playing Saturday. We're like, all right. So I went and hung out. Me and Koopa went up there, and it was insane. Like, it was standing room only. Like, mm-hmm. There was, the big bay doors were open. Like, there was nowhere to move. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, why isn't our open mics like this? There's just so many people there, though. But
you know why.
People hate comedy.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I know, that's right. But when you think about that, it's like, yeah, like, even when I do, mixed mics now, it's crazy. I'm like... I'm just so not used to it. Like you said, the only thing you see performance-wise is stand-up comedy, because that's all we fucking do.
Yeah.
So you get lost in that. So if someone pulls out a prop, you're like, oh, this is kind of new and neat, but I don't want to watch it because it's fucking prop comedy.
I'm just happy as long as it's not a character. I can't do character comics.
Well, like voices?
No, just like the people... who go up and, they have a hat and, sunglasses and, a Hawaiian shirt and, they have a guitar.
Uh-huh.
And, they're at Iberian.
Right.
And, they go by a name of, maybe a folk singer, but, they kind of try and make a joke out of it. It just kind of annoys me for some reason.
Neil Crimond?
No, I don't know. Like, the guy who originally sang All Along the Watchtower, they do a shtick of trying to be that.
Bob Dylan?
Yeah, that, but, with an L in there.
Blob Dylan. Blob Blillin. Ew.
Oh, I know you're talking.
I don't know
about.
If I was talking about that guy. That night,
I don't even know his real name. I've only seen him a couple times. He's got pretty cool hair. I'll give him that.
Neat.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, okay.
That's always bringing to the table.
Oh, okay.
Or what about puppets? What do you think about puppets in comedy?
Fuck puppets.
Yeah, right.
Like, that's so that far, guy's, that's been my only, that's only, we've come to the conclusion
that guy's going to murder all of us.
One guy.
Or just Shelley.
Yeah.
One of the two. The
Ryan
dude.
Gunner.
Oh, Ryan. Yeah,
Ryan Gunner.
Ryan the Gunner.
Ryan the Lone Gunner.
Right.
It was a Lone Gunner.
I don't know if he listens to this. I hope
I don't care. I hope he does. Don't kill me, Ryan. I love you.
And your puppet.
Mm-hmm. You wear a sea captain hat. That's ballsy.
I did tell Shelly that, like, eventually he's just going to turn her face into a fruit roll-up or something.
Yeah.
I'm gonna peel your face and make it look like a strawberry. And hand it out at concerts.
Make a lampshade out of her or whatever.
He looks so horrified. I'm like, he's fucking weird. Like,
yeah.
He's very affectionate, all right? Leave that guy alone.
Okay.
I'm kidding. I brought him up. What else we got, gentlemen?
You gotta cut all that.
No, we're not cutting nothing.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's me. I did it. It's all me. Kill me. Please, I need the sweet release. My life sucks. Everyone else's life's better. Yeah, we can. Don't matter.
Oh, is your car fixed finally? Or, like, what's...
Yeah, I got the tires on there. That's good.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm still, like, so fucking broke.
No, tell everybody how you fucked it. Like, that was, like, the smartest
thing. Tell everybody how you fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like, how you got the tires, because, like, I...
Davey, what's your stroke game?
Like? Yeah, exactly.
Not good.
Four cylinder.
It's subpar. -2.
I take one, I feel like I'm going to have one. Hey.
We're just going to talk about my car?
No, but I just love how you bought your tires. Like, I never would have thought, okay.
Oh, I bought them on Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about buying tires.
Wait, you put them on yourself?
No. But you buy the tires, they send them to you, and then you just go to a shop and they mount them. So, like, the tires, because of the generic size they are, they're like 195, 65, 15s. They're like $40 a tire. So you get four tires for like $117. And then you just go to a shop and say, hey, can you guys mount these? How much do you guys charge a tire? Usually it's like $20 to $25. So it's like $100 to get them mounted. So you get a whole new set of tires for like $200, which is crazy because usually it's like $400 just for the tires and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, and then they try and sell you the alignment and shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, unless I had a blowout, I don't need an alignment, really.
Well, I already had the alignment done.
Yeah.
And that's what brought on the whole debt. I'm fucking...
Car talk.
Yeah. It sucks, man. I got the battery done, and then...
I had some rockabilly music for that.
Are you going to put it on?
Yeah.
Should I hold on then?
So it's...
We're gonna stall for a second.
What, Grease Monkey David?
Grease
Monkey. Why is it rockabilly? It needs to be like classic rock. That's what they always play in those auto shops anyway.
What? Like
rockabilly.
Like Highway to Hell?
Yeah, like fucking Led Zeppelin.
Or Skinner.
AC/DC. Yeah, Southern. Well, that's Southern. But
Van Halen, not Van Hagar.
Yeah.
Led Zepp.
If you're up north, that's how the white man plays guitar. Mississippi Queen. Fucking mountain and shit's playing. Know what I mean. I don't listen to that Hendrix around here. Jimmy. I don't even like Hendrix products.
Jimmy!
Yeah, it's the tires, man. They're like some cheap, I don't know, I've never heard of them. That's that's perfect. Alright, man, so what you do is you go on Amazon, alright? You get yourself some tires. Right. Now, it's different size tires. You get bigger tires, it's going to cost more money now. You get some, like, Super Swampers, some Mud Boggers. They're going to be a lot more money now, all right? These are generic Chinese-made tires, all right? You go down there, tell them, I need these mounted and balanced. What can you do for me?
Yeah, you tell them, Peter. Right?
I went down there. They put them on for me. Now, this baby purrs like a kitten already. Glides across the ground. All right. Mm-hmm. Silky smooth.
I'm picking up
all four. Well, all four tires are the same now. They're brand new. Before, right. I had four different tires on there. All different years. It was no good.
You get some white walls on that bad boy?
No, I don't do no white walls on there now, boy. Ain't that goddamn Cadillac. It's a Corolla. It's one of them Jap cars. You don't want one of them Jap cars. You don't want us putting them white walls on that. You don't want one of them nice white walls on that Jap car. All right. No good. No good.
Ain't no good. Ain't no way.
You know, it was a nice Cadillac.
Don't know if it's coming or going.
Buick Cadillac. He put white wall on it. But anyway, I put them on there now. You can get some nice tire shine, some Armor All. It's good stuff now. But it rides baby smooth.
Baby smooth?
Yeah, you can put an egg in the seat next to you. Don't worry about it. Will not crack.
Smooth as a baby's butt. Yeah. Summertime with the rain down it.
That's right. You know smelling like honeydew melon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was good.
Rockabilly Davy.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What just happened? I blacked out for
yeah, no.
I channel my inner Joe Bob.
Yeah, I hate characters.
Car talk.
No, it's I hate characters and I do.
He's Lucky Davy.
Yeah. Man, it sucks though. But no, it's great now though. Like, but the problem was I had to
so
go
you
to Toyota.
You keep an egg in your car when you drive?
No.
You don't have a car egg?
That's how you know if the ride's smooth enough. The egg breaks. You're in trouble.
You have to have an egg in your car.
That's what they're talking about when they're saying, talking about the yoke of your tires.
Yeah. But it's like,
what
I got
what song was that?
It's just a rockabilly mix.
It's very catchy. I like that.
It was perfect. It sounded like I was at a diner.
It sounded like someone's going to roller skate up here.
Yeah, exactly. Cherry pie on the way.
Excuse me, Flo.
A la mode.
Yeah.
Y'all want a root beer, Flo?
Why do you think I'm here?
Come on, Chris.
Well,
Jean,
shit.
You know
of course I want a root beer. You think I came down from Appalachia not to get fucking root beer flowing? Don't you be trying to pound all that sarsaparilla on me now.
I got a big date with Trash Mountain tomorrow.
We're going to go up to Anal Point. No, that was from Family Guy, but yeah. Lookout Point or whatever. They always have like a lookout.
Anal Point.
Lookout Station or whatever, and you go there.
Lookout Point.
Make out.
Ooh. Yeah, I was...
That
like,
was fun.
I was kind of disturbed by how many towns have just like overlooking valleys for people to just go fuck.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that that's what they're doing. That's really weird.
Yeah, I don't know why they do it over the cliff. Like, is it the sense of that you could just die at any minute, like being on the cliff?
I think it's romantic. You know, you bring them, look out over the city, and you're like, hey, let's put on some Billie Holiday or something and
right.
kick the shindig off. I just picture like that.
I can't fuck at low altitude. How am I supposed to bang at sea level?
Yeah.
It's groggy down here.
Yeah. Up here, you can breathe. You know what I mean? I let my dick out, it can breathe. It gets excited, like, ooh, new air. And it just.
It's crisp. Yeah.
We get our carabiners and our picks, and we just go up the cliff face.
Yeah, nothing like a crisp fuck.
It's the same reason people go whitewater rafting. You know, they want that rush.
Right?
Are people coming on whitewater rafting?
Yeah. What do you think the water?
Never playing? Fucked while whitewater rafting. Oh boy, talk about.
I know I'm a fucking.
What a prude!
Yeah. I only fuck in those low level rapids on those lazy rivers.
Yeah, I was like, what, tubing?
Davey's fucking on a raft. Him and, you know, Jim.
Yeah. Canoe.
You know, Jim.
I don't get it.
From Huckleberry Finn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay,
something,
yeah.
Jim.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Could you hand me the paddle? N-word, Jim. And some dick.
And Mark Twain was racist, wasn't he? Is that Mark Twain?
The story's the opposite of that. This bothers me when people say that.
I know, I'm just joking. I think the whole stigma.
Get him going.
Yeah, the whole stigma is that he just wrote that so he could say the N-word. You know what I mean?
But so obviously. So is every Quentin Tarantino movie.
Oh, yeah, but he actually gets to say it in the movie. He always plays a character that does.
Right.
Just imagine Quentin Tarantino in his robe waiting to go on Pulp Fiction. He's just like, I'm doing with the hard R. You know I'm doing with the hard R.
Sam Jackson's like, all right.
Just get it out. I'll
how
beat
much,
your ass after.
How much you paying me for this movie again?
I'm not saying it if I can't say it
I
right.
Know, right? Why do you think I wrote the script like this, Sam? Come on, man. Don't do me like this.
Trust the art.
It's my own movie.
Right, yeah. Trust the
it's
art.
It's my vision.
People will get it. He's doing like fucking Capital One commercials now.
Quentin Tarantino.
No.
That would be awesome.
He might have directed some of them. They're pretty fucking crazy. But like, no, Sam Jackson. It's like, dude, you say motherfucker more than anybody ever, and now you're like trying to sell me a credit card.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know. I don't know why that's scary
range,
to me.
That's his range, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like he's yelling at you in the commercial.
I know, but like Morgan Freeman does voiceover work for like documentaries, and then Sam Jackson's like, "What's in your wallet, motherfucker?" Like, I just picture him saying that. You know?
Say Sky Miles one more time, motherfucker.
Say no goddamn Delta.
Say it one more goddamn time.
Ooh, look at the big old brain on the Capital One card holder.
You put it in your BAMF wallet. That'd be a better commercial than how it is. And just have Tarantino direct it.
Dude, get a burger. Imagine? Get a cold pop to wash it down.
No, can you imagine commercials directed by Tarantino? You would remember every single one of them.
You can use it at Big Kahuna Burger. Perfect. So
I'm gonna
what
email
are we gonna write this to these guys?
Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna email Tarantino tonight and be like, "Hey, bud, I got an idea. You should do commercials. You'd be the best. Open your own ad agency and just do this.
Tarantino right. ads.
Yeah, right. That'd be great.
Just Hard R Incorporated. That's what I'll call it. Yeah.
DBA.
I feel like that the sign is aggressive, Quentin. I don't give a fuck.
I'm a billionaire.
Where's Harvey at? Give me Harvey.
You know Italians were slaves, too.
Oh, were they?
You can't do this again, Quentin. Not today. It's MLK Day.
Quentin.
It's Labor Day, actually, today. I mean, is that for, like, laborers? Is that what it means?
I think it's for mothers.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe you wouldn't know that.
Oh.
Because they give labor. They go through the pain.
That's several fortnights.
Yeah. It's for women's emotional labor, which dealing they have
with,
to endure.
Dealing with a cis white male.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Of course.
No, I don't know. I, like, honestly,
ducks are male.
Here we go. If you're out there listening, I don't know if you got through all of the last two episodes because of the wind and shit in the car. But that last one, do yourself a favor, because Tardcore is one of the greatest fucking things we've ever talked about in my mind.
But I can't remember it.
Dude, I couldn't stop laughing. It was ridiculous.
I left listening to it and I was there.
Oh, I was in my car crying again. I'm like, I can't believe we said this.
Like, David's so sad.
I know, I felt so bad. I was like, damn, there's even things that make me go, all right, man, we've gone a little too far.
Oh, is this our apology episode now?
No, like, of course not. Yeah. I'll never apologize for anything I say.
What, violin music? Is that what you're saying?
Unless it's like wrong facts. If it's wrong facts, I'll apologize for it.
So every piece of medical thing that I've done so far?
No, that's not wrong. That's probably right.
It's close enough.
You went to medical school, so you can always fall back, and then you can always use the excuse, well, you know, it's been a while.
That's been a while.
That's all you say.
It's been like 4 or 5 years.
You never apologize. It's like Trump, when Trump would...
double down?
Yeah. Well, it's not... Well, it's like when Trump said, what did he say? Where he's like,
Listen, guys, I feel like I have to say something.
He called,
right, just let it out.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I got too drunk at the Broken Cauldron show, and I was in the backseat yelling at you guys. And then we made up an awful genre of music called hardcore.
I'm sorry that it was ableist and offensive, and somehow still extremely hilarious.
I'm sorry that it brought us closer together as a podcast.
Yeah. It brought us close enough that we felt like, yeah, I don't know, like we were a trisomal chromosome.
We were one.
Just really clustering in there.
Right.
I don't know what they put in that Hyundai accent.
I feel like we were the 21st chromosome, and there was three of us together.
Together, forever.
Like brothers.
Yeah, I don't know what they put in that Hyundai. It's brand new. Steven's brand new Hyundai. Whatever it was. But it was almost, one could say, alchemist. Where we did alchemy and we melded together. We went from lead to gold.
Tarred into gold.
Yeah. It was amazing. So, it really blossomed and came into our own like a Georgia O'Keeffe painting.
It can't help but be special when you're talking about those who are special.
This is true.
So guys.
This is very true.
I'm sorry.
We're sorry
that you were offended.
It's so silly. We have musical cues now. It's great. No, it's just, you know, I don't know.
It doesn't seem as cheap, though. It's like it's...
It's not... It's not almost...
like it's just going, like, quack.
I mean, we're making fun like of it. Well, we're making fun of it, but... In our defense, like, what if they really, you know, what if there are people like that that want to form their own metal band? Like, who are we to say not
allowed?
Well,
it's like the band Little Kiss. It's just guys playing air guitar to Kiss, and they're like, dwarfs. And they're making a living.
Yeah.
Off of people going like, ah, that's hilarious.
In Newport yeah. Richie, they
it's
have
pretty
the
similar.
Wrestling.
There's one called the Iron Maidens, which is Iron Maiden, but with women.
Yeah.
So that's their disability.
That's true. You're born
Listen,
with it.
I'm
can't
sorry.
Really. I need the music.
Roll that podium out yeah. in front of you. Don't make that apology speech. We're either on our soapbox or behind a podium. We can't win. no, but there's that band in Newport Richie, the Midget Wrestling, and like that's yeah. what it's called, like the Midget Wrestling Federation. It's like yeah. NWA or whatever. Or MWF, I can't spell.
That's their word. Midget.
No, dude, no. I think it's anyone's word, man.
Taking it back, you're not calling them the M word?
No, that's horrible. Because that's more offensive. I don't know. Like, so many comics have touched this, but I don't know why. Like, yeah, why do we have to call them little people?
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Yeah. No, the word is, what are they, height challenge? No, what do they say?
Vertically challenge?
Vertically, no, yeah. But it's not that either. Like, dwarfs?
Stumpy?
Is dwarfs offensive? Am I allowed to say dwarf? That's a goddamn character in fucking World of Warcraft.
Abbreviated human beings?
Commas? Just call them a comma.
Stool steppers?
Low to the ground. Speed bumps? Whatever you want. All right, put the music back on. We got to do another apology.
Yeah, did he touch something like that?
No. What else do we got? I wanted to talk about Eminem.
Apology music.
Do you have to go?
What?
Steve, you don't have to go, do you?
No, I'll have to go around 4.
Okay.
Plenty of time.
Okay, I didn't know if you had to be there by 4.
I don't have to be anywhere. Like, you want to talk about it, we can talk about it. My appointment's yeah. with the toilet.
Yeah. You just have to shit yeah. out your ass.
Yeah. What? I got to take an entire bottle of magnesium citrate for a fucking doctor's appointment tomorrow. Right. And I've not been able to eat food all day. I have to just eat Jell-O and ice pops. Because I'm taking supposed to be the easier version of an endoscopy. It's right. the pill cam.
Oh, it's the pill cam. Holy
yeah.
crap.
Yeah, I'm going to be advanced.
Nice.
Wait, so instead of sticking a camera up your ass, you just have to shit out a
endoscopy
pill?
Is down your mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's a colonoscopy.
Yeah, I already did that. I wish I did them both at the same time. It would be so much easier.
You're like the human centipede. With like my,
it's so much easier to just do them yeah. both because the prep is the same.
So you're going
to
take
this. A robotic centipede.
Take this and then take this.
Yeah, they knock you out for like 15, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then just feed tubes up you and down you.
It's kind of like being a woman in a porn.
Yeah.
Like a three-way where she's just got a dick in her and then she's got one in her mouth.
Yeah, I've heard people who've gotten both just say it's like getting spit roasted.
Okay. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Why not do that once in your life?
Yeah, I've been to Hawaii. Yeah.
That's what they call their coffee. Spit roasted.
Spit roasted.
I will say, so Bobby's Little League Hawaii thing was my favorite joke last night.
Which one?
About, you know, if they lose the Little League World Series, it's going to send them packing, and there's, yeah. like, the hurricane.
Right. We're going to fucking die.
The stakes have never been higher. That was the best joke I've heard in a while.
The Bobby Katie?
Yeah.
Good job, Bobby.
Yeah. Proud of him.
Bobby.
Shout out to Bobby Katie. Killer Katie. Top 4.
Find the stone.
Oh, yeah. You've been on that podcast, right?
Yeah.
How was it?
I don't right. listen to it. It's more serious than ours, I find.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was all right.
Cool.
I don't know. I feel weird doing serious things as someone doing this.
Right.
Do you guys feel that way too? Like when people ask you on as a comic, like when you had to do that show for Stan, they're like, "Oh, right. well, we just want you to bring people up." I'm like, "This is fucking weird." Like,
right.
This is not...
Yeah. Right, yeah.
I'm here to do jokes.
Like, I'm a clown, and you're like, yeah, do serious people shit.
You're like, what?
Hey, clown, go up there and give us your dissertation. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
That's not what I do. Here, squeeze this. You know, horns and shit.
Right, yeah. I guess there's so much opportunity to be serious about so much serious shit, but it's like, why would you ever take an opportunity like not to say something goofy?
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to just, if you have to snap into and talk about something serious, that's fine. You know, take care of something if it's serious and if you got to. But like, I could not stand doing that all day. I can only go like.
Well, that's why I hate my day job.
Like, yeah, I can only go yeah. like, yeah. Well, I don't see anybody during my day job, so it's just me by myself in an office, and I'm like, I'm lonely.
I have to interact with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Coworkers, employees, or coworkers, like the public.
Right.
Sucks, dude.
Yeah.
See, like, it's almost like I'm faking who I am.
Yeah.
But, like, luckily, my department is not as bad. Like, I can be myself, which is kind of bad, but yeah, like
be a little goofy.
But yeah, but everyone's, you know, they kind of get, oh, that's just Dave.
No, but that's fine. Like, I understand that, because what I'm saying is that's your day job, where you're not in that job in the capacity of David Wayne the comedian.
No, yeah,
yeah.
But like, when they're like, oh yeah, you do comedy, come talk on our political podcast. I'm like, you why? What do you want?
So you just like get some quotables out of context for me that you can use against me if I ever make something out of this shit. End up on YouTube 10 years later. That's all it is. Right. They do stuff like that. Yeah. Or they really honestly like you. They thought you were funny. But so it's like, if you thought I was funny and that's the context you know me as, why would you want me to be serious on your podcast?
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
it makes no sense.
I don't mind doing them, but like, it's the same thing. Like, when you're on open mic, like with the game format and shit, I'm like, it's so formal and like not comedy. And I'm like,
right.
That's the kind of shit where I feel like I'm out of my comfort zone, because I feel like you're trying to be something you're not, even though you're already doing that because you're doing the comic shit.
Right.
I'm like, God, it's fucking weird. This is way too serious. So, Eminem.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, we can do some serious stuff. It's fine. But we're still talking about the context of comedy. Well, it's the same thing with like an athlete. Like, they'll interview professional athletes and then they'll ask them some political question. It's like, why?
Yeah.
He just finished a basketball game. Why are you asking him his take on Black Lives Matter? Who gives a shit? But like, why don't you ask him how he crossed up that dude in the third quarter? That was awesome. You know, you right? Talk about that shit. Like, I don't get it. Or they'll like, or like the kneeling thing. It's like, people get so mad. It's like, well, that's not a place for a platform. Yeah, you're right. But who gives a shit? Why do you care?
They don't even televise the anthem most of the time. So.
Yeah. I think. Yeah,
I said it best in a tweet. By the way, go follow me. Not Dave Wayne on Twitter. It was something on. Yeah, shameless plug.
I'll edit
now, that out. It was something stupid. Like, it was like, if you fucking watch the national anthem, you're horrible. You shouldn't. Like, what are you doing? Who watches the national anthem on TV?
Are you standing while it's going on?
Yeah, on TV.
Yeah,
taking his hat off.
Who watches?
You're supposed to.
They're like, honey.
Anytime you hear the national anthem, you're supposed to stand up and like,
honey, the game's starting.
Look for a flag and like salute it or whatever.
Is it okay if it's just my dick standing?
Dude, something yes. about that tune.
Because I do have an American flag tattoo. Yeah, I do have the tattoo on it. That's why I always have to whip it out.
That's right.
During the national anthem.
Yeah, so I want to talk about the Eminem Kamikaze album. Do you guys like it?
I loved it.
I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, man.
How many tracks is on it? 4?
No, it's a little bit longer. Like 8, 10, maybe?
Well, I mean, depending if you're counting the skits or whatever, I think it's like 12.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
It's not a Kanye album where it's like 6 or 7.
Yeah.
But no, it's good. I like how it started, just shitting. I like it because I grew up listening to him, so maybe that's why. And he just shits on mumble rappers, so I can't stand it all.
Right.
Anyone with Lil in front of their name, except for Lil Dicky, because I like him. But it's because he's white and I'm a racist.
Lil Zach Townsend?
Hmm? Didn't Lil Dicky die?
Mm-mm.
That was Lil Peep.
Wow.
Yeah, that was Lil Pete. That was another white guy. And fuck that white dude. I like Lil Dicky. No, Lil Dicky is like a comedical rapper.
Mm.
He did a song, Save That Money. You don't know it? Oh, it's great. Watch the music
and,
video.
Wanna Be a Rapper, right?
Yeah. Well, that's the one with the
Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, the Snoop Dogg. It's like his songs are like most of his songs. Like, he got famous on YouTube making like funny videos. Like, he raps like The Lion King, the whole movie.
So he's like Bo Burnham?
Yeah, but it's not that. It's rap, though. You know what I mean? Bo Burnham's not really rap. He's just some...
He is rap.
Does he?
Songs. A couple.
His country one's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I like that one. But no, Lil Dicky... Wait, like, look it up. It's Lion King.
Don't you know I'm pandering?
It's yeah, Lion King. It's so perfect. The whole premise that he's like, I thought, like, if a thug had to explain the movie Lion King to someone, how would he do it? And then it's just him rapping the whole movie of Lion King. So it's crazy. So he got famous doing shit like that, and then now he's trying to be serious. And he's got a few serious songs that are good, but...
Hey, this is what Eminem's doing?
No, it's Lil Dicky.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I was just saying, like, I hate all the, like, Lil Peep. He's dead. But, like, I like Lil Dicky, but, like, Lil Xan.
Lil Bow Wow?
He's old now.
He's just Bow Wow
now. Yeah, he's just Bow Wow. Yeah. No Lil.
He's in his 20s.
Lil Xan, Lil Uzi Vert, Lil Yachty. I've heard all these names. Lil something. I'm just like, what are you doing?
Lil Kim.
Lil Pump.
Lil Pump.
Lil Kim's white now, so I like her, but... No, I'm kidding. That's horrible, dude.
No, no, nobody likes her.
Mm-hmm. She's weird as fuck looking, but...
Yeah.
No, he's got that
she
song
looks like
with...
Sammy Sosa now.
Yeah. They got that white, like, Michael Jackson disease or whatever.
I guess.
Yeah. And the fucking the vampire lips from the dentist
right.
She has going on now, it's pretty nice.
Yeah, I like that.
Looking like the Rocky Horror poster.
Tim Curry.
I miss him.
He's not dead, is he?
He just had like a really bad stroke, I think.
Matt just misses him.
Yeah, I miss Tim Curry.
You guys hung out?
We played Clue.
He was great in Clue, yeah. The butler.
Yeah, and It.
Yeah, he was Pennywise. That's the reason I'm scared of clowns of this day.
Really?
Mainly. In the sewers and shit. Like, she used to torture me with fucking video, like, movies when I was a kid. She'd have to babysit me, and I was probably, like, 6 or 7. Okay. We talked about this.
I don't think so.
Yeah, we watched, we're watching Wayne's World.
Lil Wayne's World?
Yeah. We're watching Wayne's World. Lil Wayne's World.
You know how many bleeps there'd have to be for the N-word? Lil Wayne's World.
he has to put on a rap concert. He needs to go find people.
Yeah.
To get his Ebony magazine. Afro Sheen phone. Lil Wayne's
World. Isn't that Lil Wayne's World 2?
We gotta find him. Yeah, that's Lil Wayne's World 2. I'm sorry, I got my movies confused. The first one, he's just trying to get a record deal.
Right.
Yeah. He has to follow Jimi Hendrix through the desert.
No, that's the second one.
You'd have to follow like Biggie Smalls or something.
Biggie and Tupac, yeah. Sammy Davis Jr.'s there again. I gotta go see a thing with some cats, man. I gotta split.
Biggie, why'd you bring that gun? Camel spiders, B. I ain't playing.
The motherfuckers run at you. They don't run from you.
Ow, my face.
You got to be careful now. They see them Tims. They want to run up in them.
Blah, blah. Dust a fucking spider. Like, I give
Biggie
a shit.
Biggie Smalls. Lil Wayne's World, too. That's so turning the gun sideways to shoot it.
Spider bitch.
We had to get 1,000 cups of lean, or Lil Wayne wouldn't go on stage that night. So there's me.
Yeah.
Rick Rubin. And Jay-Z. We had to break into a lean shop on the edge of town. A codeine. It was a pharmacy. We had to break into a pharmacy on the edge of town.
Beat him to death with his own Tims.
Yeah, right. And they have a blue pit, blue nose pit bull. We had to beat the pharmacist and the son with their own Timberlands.
That's hilarious. I'm going to write a script now for Lil Wayne's World. But anyway, so we were watching Wayne's World.
Who's Lil Wayne's sidekick? Like,
I don't think he has one.
There's no Garth. There's no equivalent for Lil Wayne.
Well, he used to be Birdman, but they split up on, you know.
Lil Birdman.
No, just Birdman.
Yeah.
Put respect on my name. That was that guy. And I guess they made up and apologized.
Lil Wayne in Future.
Yeah, there you go. That's probably like a newer version.
Chance.
But anyway, so like we were watching Wayne's World, and like we paused it to go do some cleaning, like around the house, and then when we came back to watch it again, she had changed the tapes, and I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
So then all of a sudden, like, you know, Pennywise or It starts, and I'm like, what is this movie? She's like, oh, we're going to watch this. Turns all the lights off and shit.
Locks the door.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
takes
so
your pants off.
To this day, I'm scared of clowns. You know?
Starts to rant, wrapping David to the couch.
Dude. We watched
Hole in the Crotch.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Taping my eyes open. You're gonna watch this.
No,
it's like fucking Clockwork with Davy. Anyway,
Clockwork Davy.
Yeah.
Have you got any yarbles?
But then, like, she'd always watch scary movies, and like, she knew it like fucked with me. So if you watch Candyman, and I was afraid to take a piss for like a week, I pissed in the tub.
Right.
Because I was afraid to open the toilet and there'd be bees in there.
Right.
So I would pee. I'd just pee in the
bees!
Tub. Every time I went to the bathroom, she's like, "Why are you always turning the fucking tub on?" I'm like, "What?
You did this to me."
I'm like, "What? I don't know what you're talking about." She's like, "You turn the tub on. Are you taking a shower or something? Or a bath? You're not in there long enough." Like, she's like, "Use the sink to wash your hands." I'm like, "I'm sorry." And I would just pee in the tub and then wash down the pee by turning the tub on. And then I'm like splashing it, like, you know.
You know
how the back tub has that ramp that kind of goes down it? So I'm trying to filter.
Hang on, David. You couldn't pee down the drain? Like, you just splashed all over the tub?
Dude, I painted that. Fuck. I painted the walls. Everything was yellow.
I just don't know why you wouldn't just stand in the tub.
Place song in there. Yeah.
Just stand in the tub and just piss down the
drain.
That's
weird. No, I stand outside
the tub. That's weird.
I stand outside the tub and pee into
just
the tub.
Do an arcing rainbow shot of urine into the tub.
Yeah, of course.
You never been drunk and you're rushing home to pee?
Like you do.
You're rushing home to pee and you're drunk and you're like, fuck, I'm not going to make the toilet. So you just pull your pants down to your knees like a four-year-old and just pee into the tub. You never done that?
We had a busted toilet yesterday. And so...
You pee in the sink?
No, I had to take a shit and like... Her shit was already in the toilet.
Feel like you just covered it?
Yeah, and I was like, I'm going to go to Starbucks. And I'm like, not going to make it. I'm just going to have to do it here.
Yeah.
Nice.
Shit on shit.
Yeah, then
you ever shit in the tub and then waffle stomp it down the drain?
No.
I did one time. I was like really wasted.
I have had situations where I had to use a shower head. I had to use a shower head like a bidet, though.
Oh, yeah. Scrub it out, too. Feels really good.
Scrub it out.
You put that bitch on high pressure with the massage setting.
Mm,
baby.
Ooh.
It's like getting your asshole licked. Ooh. It's great, dude.
Ooh.
I miss this.
It's fun, man. But, no, like, peeing, I always pee. It's like, when I take a shower, I remember I went to a friend's house, and it was like, they had a girl roommate, and she was like, you can use my shower. Yeah, we got to playing basketball, and we were making dinner. She's like, you can use my shower. So I went and took a shower and I come out and she's like, did you pee in there? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, what? She was freaked out. Like, you peed in my shower? I'm like, it goes down the drain. I'm like, what are you talking about? I washed it away. She's like, oh my God, I clean the whole bathroom now. She's like, you're cleaning. I'm like, the fuck I'm not. Like, I'm not doing that.
She puts on her waders and her, what is it, the Butryl?
And the butyl nitrile gloves.
So you get in there and get a good scrub going.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
No, I couldn't believe it.
I get the Babo Comet.
Yeah, I don't understand. Women, like...
Pull down the mask.
Like, I am 100% believer.
You pissed in my tub.
100% believer that everyone pees while taking a shower.
Yeah.
You're already there. The water's running.
At least.
Yeah, you dribble. You can't help it. The water's running. It's like, oh, all right, let's just, you know.
Yeah, just pee in the shower.
Down the drain. Like an adult.
Yeah. I wonder, do women squat, do you think, when they're in there?
No.
They hover over the drain? They just let it run down their thighs? God, that's so hot to me.
No, they just strike warrior pose and just let it dribble out, like blast out.
I was working on a bit about that.
But they have to put their hands above their head when
they do it. I
feel
like the two people who listen who know anything about yoga are going to love that.
The Warrior One pose, yeah. We're getting a downward dog.
She's going to get in the face then.
It's like a pressure washer. Gotta scrub out these blackheads.
Jesus.
Right there. That's good, right? Urine sterile? Oh, we went down this road. It's not, right?
No. It is for the most part.
It is when it's in you.
So when you pee it out, it's toxins that are leaving your body, right?
Yeah. Mostly ammonia and salt.
Yeah.
Dang, we got so much salt. Is that why we have to drink so much water, Matt? Drop a docket?
Yeah.
Yeah, why do we have to? Because like, I was talking about this the other day with my girl. She's a nurse. But like, I'm like, our fucking bodies are like, what, 80% water or some shit?
Yeah, just about.
And why do we still have to drink 8 glasses of water a day? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, it's because you're really nasty, and so you're always producing like some sort of toxin. So it's like either ammonia or something like that, or like proteins are breaking down or something like that. So it's gotta go, it's gotta get filtered somehow.
This is true,
and that's why you need to.
So you need to rehydrate yourself.
Right. Yeah.
Well, exactly. So like if your water's or your water, if your piss is too clear, that's bad. You want it to be a little yellow, right?
A little yellow.
Yeah. Like you don't want it to be completely clear because usually if it's completely
you can get water
clear,
toxicity.
Yeah.
That's you're like just if peeing you drink
like
water.
Two or it's like if you drink like 3 liters of water, something like that, you can get water toxicity. Like people, like there was a lady that died because they had like a water drinking contest that she like. When you have too much water, you'll,
turn it up for the serious part.
It's not Creed A. It's something else. Like, oh, they'll lice. They'll take in too much water and they'll just, your cells will start exploding, so.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah.
I don't have that problem. I never drink enough water, ever. I
need yeah, so you have the super Mountain Dew, like, slurry,
yeah.
Don't you?
It, not all the time. It's usually, like, it's either, like, yellow or a light yellow. It's never all white. I just never understood. Like, it's just crazy to me.
So, yeah, drinking water is good for you guys.
So there's salt. So there's salt in your urine. Right. And you when you sweat, there's salt.
There's just salt yeah. in you, yeah.
Right.
Just constantly.
Humans that's are naturally
what,
salty.
Right. That's what, there's these, like,
that explains sodium. The internet.
There's, like, sodium, potassium pumps in your cells and stuff like that. So
I get it.
Yeah.
Bunch of ion gradients, you know.
It's just crazy, man.
Chemistry. Oh, how does it work?
I know, our bodies
tide goes
like,
in, tide goes out. Can't explain that.
Not one word of it.
The moon?
No.
No. Okay. Mac the Moon?
Mac the Moon.
Mac the Moon from...
Moon Man?
No, McDonald's.
Yeah, McDonald's Moon Man?
Oh.
Yeah, wasn't his name Mac the Moon?
His name was Mac?
Yeah. Well, his name was that. Mac the Knife, I think.
Mac the Knife?
The Knife?
No,
what
it's
the hell?
I have to Google it. I think it's just Mac the Moon.
No,
like Big
wait.
Mac, that was the whole thing. McDonald's, I thought.
Yeah,
that's
but
why.
Wasn't there who? But who had a burger? Like who had a gigantic burger head? Was that McDonald's too?
You talking about Mary McCheese?
Ah, Mary McCheese. Yeah. Okay.
No, that was Burger King. Mary McCheese.
No, no. Okay. Was it?
No, of course not. It's
oh, well, McCheese, and of course not. Wouldn't be. God.
You believe?
Yeah,
my
can
dumb
you believe
shit?
It's an Irish restaurant, McDonald's?
Yeah, owned by Ray Kroc.
That's the guy that owns Betty Crocker?
Son of a bitch.
I get it.
That's why I hate white people.
Yeah. Well, I want Chipotle. Well, I'm sure it's probably closed.
Yeah,
though.
Chipotle. Why would it be closed? Is it Labor Day?
Yeah.
These motherfuckers better be in there laboring, making some goddamn burritos.
Yeah, if I have to go to Moe's, I'm going to flip a table.
Dude, Moe's is good, too. Don't you hate on Moe's? They got the corn
I
salsa.
Will hate on Moe's.
And you get free salsa there.
Oh, good.
I know it's Dia de Trabajo, but fucking burrito.
Dia de Trabajo.
Is that Spanish for Labor Day?
Yeah. Day of work.
It's all like white. It's going to be all like white kids anyway. There's no Mexicans working there. I don't know Spanish.
We did it.
I don't know why I can't get it.
They'll be Dia de Muerte after this.
Did you find Mac the Moon?
My computer is not connected.
That's because it's all rockabillied out.
No, that was through the phone.
Yeah, all right, we got to look this up because it's going to bother me. Wait, which character? Mac the Moon?
Yeah, Mac.
Yeah, because there is
Mac
a...
Tonight. His name was Mac Tonight. Mac Tonight is a fictional character who appeared in television commercials for McDonald's restaurants in the 1980s and early 1990s.
They turned really? Him into a racist meme, too. I'll show you guys.
Oh, yeah. It's like Ray Charles with a moon head, dude. It's like so fucked up, man.
Oh, my God. He's like the blue M&M, only like...
Mac Tonight, dude.
Wow.
He almost looks like Jim Carrey in The Mask.
No, they
it's creepy as fuck looking, dude.
They turned it into like a white supremacist meme.
What the hell? Really?
Yeah.
Mac Tonight, the McDonald's guy?
No yeah, way. The internet ruins everything.
Make
it
so much
Mac
better.
Tonight. He was like an old school bluesy singer. Dude, I loved the commercials. I was a kid. I thought it was cool. I'm like, I want to go there and get...
I have a vague
recollection. I used to have little toys.
Yeah, well, there's
the, more innocuous something is, the more rife it is for like just
for
weird racist
it.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the Noid from Domino's. I'm there's probably shit about
racist
him.
Yeah, he's racist now. Yeah. And same thing with Pepe the Frog.
Yeah, yeah.
Not at all racist.
Yeah, no, exactly. I felt so bad for the artist.
That's because that group of people took him.
Yeah.
Was it that fake country that they made up?
Kakistan?
Kakistan, yeah. They kind of adopted Pepe the Frog. Kakistan is like a...
This is a 4chan thing.
Yeah, it's okay. Like a fictional country.
I've never heard of this part.
So, like, they stole Pepe.
You don't go that,
like,
deep on the internet.
Yeah.
They're too busy, I don't know, having a life.
Yeah. They took Pepe and where they put, like, Make America Great hats on him and shit like that. And made him say, like, Trump stuff and stuff.
Yeah, and put him outside the fence of concentration camps and stuff.
Oh, God.
Like, they just photoshopped all sorts of horrible shit with Pepe the Frog. And now,
yeah,
like, nobody
can... like a lonely thing.
Yeah, but they did it so much that like real liberals think that's like
what
that's
it is.
The actual symbol.
They think that's what he stood for. So they think Pepe the Frog is like an evil symbol, and it's like that's
but
not what it was.
It's a frog from like the Boy's Life comic strip where he just like hangs out in the dorm and he's just like a sad bastard.
Feels bad, man.
Right.
Yeah. He's just a feels bad man. He's just like
he's just a depressed frog.
He's like Donkey. Right. He's like Eeyore. Yeah. He's like Eeyore the donkey from fucking.
Yeah, but they're like,
the
what
Pooh.
If we made Eeyore the donkey? Yeah. An American History X character.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Put a couple tattoos on.
Oh, here come the black people.
Oh, Pooh. Hanging out with that little piglet. Instead of, you know.
You know, I don't agree with that.
Hanging out with Tigger.
Why is he pink? Because he's a scared little bitch.
God. Yeah, well, like, I remember Mac tonight because hopefully he's still there, but there was a McDonald's in Pensacola that still had Mac tonight. He had the piano and shit, like, in the corner.
Of the restaurant?
Yeah.
They had, like, a full-on character of him?
Yeah. This
like how they have a big giant huge. Ronald McDonald. It was like a big giant, like,
yeah,
life size.
Like, yeah,
Mac
him
tonight.
Sitting on a bench playing piano, just like back. Like,
that would be in like a place like Pensacola,
right? Yeah, there's like
we're keeping this alive.
Yeah, place.
Actually, they get away with it. They found it on eBay and brought it there because they found out that he was racist. So they're like, let's bring that to Pensacola.
Yeah, it's like a Civil War statue, but for,
yeah, for McDonald's. Yeah. Can't get rid of this thing. This is McDonald's history heritage.
They finally made a Ray Charles in the appropriate color.
Oh, man. Now it makes me wonder what he sounded like.
I think he had a deep voice, didn't he? We have to pull up one of the commercials. Steve, you can play it through the fucking thing.
You know I can.
I think he had a deep voice, and he was supposed to be like a bluesy guy because
right.
He had like a tuxedo. He wore a tuxedo.
Like, he has like a human. When the clock strikes half past six. Oh, yeah.
I love this commercial as a kid.
Holy crap.
We do not own the rights to this music.
We're sorry that we do not own the rights to this racist rant.
All right.
Oh, he was about to say it.
He's the closer.
Hang on.
It actually sounds like Brian Seltzer from Brian Seltzer's Orchestra. Sounds like a white dude.
Brian Seltzer?
What's
Brian
his name?
Brian Seltzer?
What's his name?
Seltzer.
What, close enough. You put him in water, he expands. All right?
Brian Seltzer.
Yeah. Brian Seltzer Orchestra. He kind of sounds like that guy, like an old school.
You don't
orchestra.
Want to shake up Brian Seltzer.
It was great with water, and you need to get enough water intake so your piss isn't yellow. All right, we're coming full circle.
Oh, my God.
We're back to rockabilly.
Yeah, it's like, you don't remember the guy with the moon face from the Stray Cats?
You'd think he would have stood out more yeah. with that moon face. But he somehow slipped through the cracks of history, and we forgot about him.
Yeah, what's the guy's name from Mask?
Rocky Dennis?
Yeah, Rocky
it's
Dennis.
Like Rocky Dennis is dead.
When he was down in the Chitlin Circuit in Louisiana, he fucked some white bitch.
He fucked Cher. He fucked a squash.
That's his mom, Cher. So he fucked Cher, and then she shit that out 9 months later. I just want to be beautiful. Whatever. I've seen the movie so long. I just remember, like, there's a girl
just winds up looking
and
like
she's
kid
blind
from
and like she's blind and like he wants to they really hung out and they're friends and he was scared to and she's like, let me touch your face.
Yeah.
He's like jerking off while it happens.
Touch it.
Instead of touching a dick, it's like no one's touched his face, so like it's
right.
One of those things. Not even his mom. She wouldn't even wipe his mouth when he was a baby.
Really?
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I'm just assuming.
Fair. Refers.
That was wasn't that Eric Stoltz or something?
Sure.
I have no idea.
It wasn't a real guy, was it? Like, that wasn't his real face.
What,
no.
Rocky Dennis?
Yeah. No. Okay, that's what I thought. I was about to say, I think it was someone in like a plastic mask or something.
Right.
Plastic man. God, we're horrible.
What you looking up, Steven?
Yeah, Steven's
I'm trying to find the Moon Man thing for when we're done here.
Producing.
Oh, so what? Is it going to be our screenshot?
No, so you can hear how horrible it is.
Oh, like you mean like you're going to find the racism ones?
Yeah. I'm not playing that for the people.
We're just going to link it. I'm not playing that.
Why not? It's that bad, huh? I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
Jive plus racism.
Yeah.
Equals entertainment.
It's you guys so about bad. You about ready to wrap anyway?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
About an hour 20.
I'm good.
You guys have any plugs?
September 21st, Big Top.
Oh yeah, I'm on that with you.
Doing some show. Yeah. Where is that? Lakeland or Sarasota?
I think I'm gonna be on an Iberian. The 23rd.
Motherfucker!
Well. It's a Tuesday.
I don't get.
Yeah, but it's that show. Is it only gonna be you and like three comics, like it's supposed to be a normal show?
God, I hope so.
The first like six were like, or the first like three were just way too many comics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like nine comics.
I was on the second one. But I had a good set because I had a good timing. I had a good set because like I went like fourth or fifth.
Yeah.
And that's a good spot.
Right.
Were you on the first one?
Second one.
Okay, I was on the first one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like third or fourth.
It's a good spot.
It was good. It was fun.
It was good.
On those big lineups, you kind of want to be in the middle.
Because
like the first few are
bet
just
you
like.
Do.
Well, the first few are just like cannon,
a lot of people
cannon
in front,
fodder.
People behind
you just
you.
Throw them
debut
to the wolves.
Sandwich.
Fair fact.
That's a lot of meat on that sandwich.
Yeah.
That's why I put me in the middle.
Yes.
You want more meat than bread ratio.
Right.
So Matt and I are at Big Top on the 21st, which is a very long time from now. I'm going to be at the McCurdy's open mic on September 12th. It's
fair
an
fair.
Open mic. It's exciting.
Oh.
And then I got that show at, I guess it's called Bunny and Pirate or whatever in Cortez on the 25th of September.
Is there someone going to be there in a bloody rabbit's mask?
God, I hope so.
Bunny. She's going to walk around skin tight.
Bunny!
Yeah, she's going to walk. That's from, what was that from?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, I thought.
The guy with the axe in his head?
I thought you were doing George from where he kills the rabbit.
No.
Oh, Mice and Men?
Mice and Men, yeah.
Do you have anything though?
Bunny? No, I don't have anything.
Book David.
Yeah, book right. Davey
Book
Wavy.
David.
People that listen to this aren't bookers.
Not David Wayne on
busy,
Twitter.
They're too busy booking real comics to listen to a podcast.
You want
to
book David?
Davey Wavy.
All right, bye.